Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We got somebody else qualified for the Mix 100 Diamond Dive. Is this Mary?
You know, the one and only.
The one and only Mary.
Morning.
Congratulations, you got qualified. We're going to hand you a $25 Safeway gift card, and then we're going to get your booty up to Longmont and let you dive into a cake. Are you freaking out?
I literally am shaking because I'm so excited. You don't know how thrilled I am to do this. Can I tell you my story?
I wish you would.
Okay, great, because I turned 50 this year, so I hope I don't break a hip diving in.
Oh, that's funny.
And I've been a single mom for a long time, and since I haven't been proposed to, like, I feel like I own this ring already. It's mine.
Yeah. That's the attitude going in.
You are going to crush it. You're going in with some good mojo behind you.
You are.
And I love that you're so excited about it, Mary. Like, that's the way to be. We're going to have fun. Like, you're going to have so much fun. So thanks for getting excited.
Now, you're going to have to fight for it, because there's going to be like 30 ladies lining this cake all diving in.
Yeah.
So are you ready to throw some punches? Not that we're condoning throwing punches. Please don't throw punches. But are you ready to get in there?
I'm ready to get in this cake. A little bit in my mouth.
Yes, all over the place.
There you go.
You are great. Well, we can't wait to meet you. We are going to be up at this event as well, emceeing the whole thing and taking a ton of video and having a blast. So we will see you on May 10th up at the Winner's Circle Entertainment Center in Longmont, all right?
Sounds good.
Thank you. Josh, did you get everything you need from her?
Yeah, I'll get back to her in a second. Yeah.
All right, Mary, I'm going to throw you on hold, okay?
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mary.
Now that's what I'm talking about, Katie.
Yes, that's exciting. That's what we like to hear.
Good for her. Good for her. We'll get another qualifier today sometime during the show. We're not going to tell you. We just like to sneak it in.
Yeah.
Because we sneaky like that.
Before 10.
Before 10, that's right. Hey, I've got a couple stories before we dive into PMI. Have you seen these videos floating around? I actually posted them on our Jeremy, Katie, Josh Facebook this morning. These new billboards in New York City, which are just giant pictures of armpits.
What?
Yeah, I guess it's for some sort of personal care brand. I didn't do any research to see which one. But here's the kicker. There's these giant armpits that are 8-9 foot tall, and they're scratch and sniff.
Oh, no.
So you can walk up to them, I guess. Probably, I'm guessing, you can scratch one, and it'll smell like whatever the brand is. And then another one will smell like dirty armpit. Another one will smell like sweaty armpit. So you can kind of compare, you know, armpits and then find the one that's the deodorant company, is my guess. And be like, wow, this is refreshing. I got to get me some of this.
And it's funny because I actually do like that smell on a man. It's one of my favorites. Like my ex-boyfriend, I would always just be like, I just want to smell under your arms. Like, because... the pheromones, right? Like, those are definitely an alluring scent. So, I don't like sweaty armpits. No, he
there's
didn't smell gross. Yeah.
There is some research I've heard about that, like sweaty dudes. Like,
yes.
Women are like, let me at him.
Well, wouldn't
women
that also be why you like your wife's hair? Because it's her smell? Is that a pheromone
it's her
thing?
Essence? I would imagine so.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
No, the way you say that, Katie, it's funny. I've had, you know, ex-girlfriends or whatever say they love like the natural musk of me or of a man. Like they like that. That's
and that
what
little
they...
nook right there at your arm, like it's
feel
the perfect
safe.
Place to lay and then you get the whiff of it. Oh, it's amazing. Yes. So I like this ad. Where is it again?
New York.
Okay. So that's a long trip.
Kitty's up there like grinding on the billboard.
Ma'am, please stop, ma'am.
That's not what it's for.
Something else for you. This is kind of strange. For those of you that really love caffeine, 5-Hour Energy has teamed up with Taco John's for a collaboration. They're releasing new 5-Hour Energy hot sauce.
What?
Let's kick up that Cinco de Mayo celebration, you guys.
What?
Yeah. You can slap it on your tacos, your eggs, whatever you like hot sauce on, and it's infused with 5-Hour Energy. So you
know
can
what?
you know, put a little spritz on your tostada, then go fight your landlord.
I know.
Kinda like that, but that's like, you know, you get a good energy from just eating the protein, but then you get a little extra shot.
A little
of,
kick.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the 5-hour energies taste like fruit punch. That's where I'm kind of wait
you're
a
not
second.
Chugging
this is
this one.
Mango habanero is
okay.
what this
I like
hour
that flavor.
Be.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it does give that. You a little extra jolt, though. It gives you a little energy.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Not mad at Taco John's. Their potato le bravo.
Oh, they're so good.
Forget about it.
Taco John's is good.
I grew up on Taco John's. That is the Mexican restaurant we had in town. So I'm just a big fan. Big fan of Taco John's.
All right.
Okay.
But there's 5-hour energy in the hot sauce,
yeah.
Katie.
Oh, I know.
It's energy for 5 hours.
Say Taco John's.
My brain's still on the potato lace. So.
Oh, it's just so silly. All right, it's time for PMI. We've been sifting through all the stories today, and we found a positive, a minus, and something interesting. Well, this doesn't happen often. I got to pee up in here.
Let's do it.
This is a sweet girl. She's on TikTok. 18-year-old girl named Victoria Hoffman making the rounds today because she went on there and asked the old social media for some feedback on her prom dress. She showed it off, did a little twirly twirl, and said, "Hey, can somebody please tell me, is this a good prom dress? It's all I have. It's all I can afford." People sounded off. They said, "You looked great." Gave her a little vote of confidence.
Aww.
Said, "Girl, rock it. Wear it to prom." But then they started sending her money. She got so much money that she was able to cover prom, some sort of big graduation party, and pay for her EMT training.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That is the sweetest story.
Isn't that sweet? So she's going to have the best prom of her life. And her nails are going to be amazing.
The
internet
can be really nice sometimes.
It's very rare, but it can be
so nice, and I love it when it happens to a young girl like that.
She deserves it.
Probably
yeah.
boosted her confidence a million times.
To the moon.
I love that.
To the moon. So there's your positive this morning.
That's cute.
Who's got the minus to bring us down?
I've got the minus. It's not necessarily going to bring us down. It's just somebody did something wrong. They did the wrong thing, but it's still kind of funny because students and staff at Pomona High School in Arvada were greeted with an odd surprise yesterday morning. A military helicopter unexpectedly landed on their school's field.
Whoopsies.
Yeah,
like a helicopter just came out of nowhere.
I didn't mean to.
And they had to send an email to the staff and families about it, how there was a, quote, unique incident where this helicopter landed at the school about 11:30 yesterday morning. Some students and staff were actually on the field when this helicopter arrived.
Whoa.
But again, they didn't know what was going on, so they thought it was like a drill. They thought something was happening, but the story behind it is the helicopter was meant to land at a different Jeffco high school nearby for a school-related event. Yeah.
Apple Maps.
Exactly,
come on.
That puts a lot of confidence in the military.
The flight records show that a U.S. Army helicopter flew for about an hour from Fort Carson to Arvada.
Which school is it? Copy?
And
I'm so sorry.
They actually were circling the area for a while trying to figure out which field they needed to land on. They were supposed to go, I think, to Stanley Lake High School. That was about 3 miles north, and they did eventually.
This will do.
Yeah, they did eventually end up there, but no comment from Jeffco Public Schools just yet. But a funny story.
That's
kind of
cool for the students.
Exactly.
But a big minus for that pilot, right?
Yeah. You know that pilot's probably going to get a talking to today.
I think so. Like, how do you get confused like that?
Three miles.
Everything looks the same from the air.
It does. And 3 miles is nothing when you're up that
high.
Yeah,
and he saw a field and he goes, that's the one.
That's
what?
It.
There we're bringing
it.
This bird down.
And there were people out there, right?
Yeah.
He's like, they're greeting me. This is clearly
they
where
were looking
I need
up
to go.
At you.
They're
you were
going, no.
He's like, come on in.
Soccer practice right now.
Keep going.
That way. So funny.
All right, that's good. What's the interesting?
This is wild. Scientists have finally created the world's largest lab-grown chicken nugget, complete with artificial veins that you would find in a chicken.
God.
This is insane. This is not something that I think I would want to eat. This piece of lab-grown meat had an artificial circulatory system filled with hollow fibers, delivering nutrients and oxygen. So this is a wild story. First of all, the chicken, it kind of looks kind of tofu-ish, Katie.
Looks like a piece of cod.
Yes, actually, that's
looks
a
like
great
a piece of fish.
So the scientists have been working on artificial meat for a decade, they said. They have not been able to create anything that is about 0.04 inches big. Like, it's so big. Hard to get enough oxygen and nutrients into this fiber that they're making, hollow fiber tubes, essentially, that they just can't do it. And then finally, scientists in Japan created this piece of meat that is 2.7 inches wide. So in the grand scheme of things, very small, but it's the biggest piece of meat they've
How
ever been able
talking?
To just concoct.
2. How big is it?
2.7
inches.
Oh, that's it? That's the one? Yeah.
Which is huge. So that is 2.7 inches thick and 0.7 inches wide.
I'm not that impressed.
Me neither.
Like, you really had me going with the world's biggest chicken nugget. I want it to be the size of a Volkswagen.
They created this out of nothing, Jeremy. Like, nothing.
Not impressed.
Are you serious?
It's a tiny nugget.
What's crazy is...
That's a normal nugget.
It is a normal nugget.
When it used
like
to
you
be...
really sold this when you started. You're like, the world's biggest...
That's what they said.
Big chicken nugget.
They created this out of nothing. They're excited to discover that these tiny fibers can also effectively help create artificial tissues, Jeremy. That's why they did the
great.
Veins
it sounds
and stuff
all beneficial, but you really upsold me here.
You thought the chicken nugget was...
I am underwhelmed.
It went from 0.04 inches to 2.7 inches.
Whoa, that's big.
Which is huge. It's huge.
Underwhelmed.
Hey, man,
they
created
of
this
one.
Out of nothing.
I know, I get it, but like...
2.7 inches or 2.7 feet?
2.7 inches.
Oh, yeah, we're still not... No.
It's huge. If you got 2 inches of snow, you go, that's a lot of snow. If you got 2 inches of your hair cut off, you go, that's a lot.
Oh, that would be a big haircut,
See? We could all use an extra. Never mind.
Anyway, they're creating meat out of nothing, Jeremy.
It's impressive, Josh.
Yeah, picture of it.
That is impressive.
I do. It's very wet looking.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat it.
I don't.
It's just on like a plate.
And there's a vein in it? No.
I don't think I'd.
I don't want it.
That looks like a huge nugget.
Oh, that looks like something.
It does look pretty slimy.
None of the
it looks
nuggets
like a piece
I
of
eat.
Human flesh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't know if this is eating meat. I
and
think
not,
this is.
There's no dipping sauces in sight.
Because
not
they're making
one
it for
dipping sauce.
People that have like loss of limbs or skin grafts that they need and stuff like that.
Oh, I thought
that's why
we were
going
to eat it.
I mean, yeah, you probably could eat this. The largest, well, it's lab-grown chicken. That's why. That's why we could eat it. But like it's for. It could
I'm
be for
double
over
underwhelmed now. I'm
really
double underwhelmed.
We were going to eat a chicken nugget the
you
size
can't
of
even
a Volkswagen.
Eat that
you
chicken
can
nugget.
You
and
can
it's
absolutely
small
eat it.
And underwhelming.
You can eat it, but they're not rolling
you
these out at McDonald's
it.
Next
you
week.
Eat it.
You know,
you can eat this story.
This is a good story. We'll move this along. There we go.
We're done.
We're done.
That's PMI. Two out of the three stories were pretty good today. With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.